Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:44, 16 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on his Thursday morning, May 12th, into our summertime routine. And we got a 60% chance for afternoon showers, and you can pretty well figure on pop-up showers here or there during the afternoon primarily. Chip Klein joins us right now, chair of the Louisiana Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well. I don't know if you heard Billy Nungesser was on before, but you know how he feels about this mid-Barataria sediment diversion. Tell me about the research that went into deciding that this was what needed to be done.
Well, let me begin, Tommy, by saying that this is not about the Lieutenant Governor. It is not about me. This is about saving our coast and the sustainability of Southeast Louisiana. And if you want to talk about the research and the studies and the analysis that went into helping us arrive at this decision to move through the regulatory process to build this project, go back to the 1930s. Every single study, every single analysis that has been done by an academic institution, a governmental agency, private sector firms that have looked at what it's going to take to restore coastal Louisiana has called for reconnecting the Mississippi River to our coastal marshes. Our land loss crisis in this state started when we cut off the Mississippi River, when we levied the Mississippi River and put it into its current course, which empties out into the Gulf of Mexico. And so by building this project, we are mimicking the natural process that built the state of Louisiana to begin with. And so there has been decades of science that has been built into our decision to want to build this project. Not only have there been decades of science, but the analysis that we are now going through that looks at into the positive benefits, the negative impacts, in the overall environmental impact statement. This is an environmental analysis. It's about 20,000 pages. It is the most robust environmental analysis that has ever been done on any environmental restoration project in the country. And so the science on this is airtight. The decades of science on this speak for itself. And this is something that we are committed to doing to ensure the sustainability of large portions of Southeast Louisiana.
There is also a project going on in St. Bernard Parish near Shell Beach that is a dredge project, right? So there are different applications for different needs, I can infer from that?
Yes, sir. So let me also say, Tommy, that all we have done in the coastal program since 2007, when the first master plan was developed, all we have done is dredge and pump sediment, build barrier islands, build berms, build ridges, build marsh by dredging. All of those things have happened, and all of those things are going to continue to happen. The largest budget allocation that's called for in the master plan goes to dredging and pumping sediment. And so you mentioned the project in Lake Bourne, where we're pumping sediment out of the river and creating, you know, over about 1,200 acres of marsh. That's a great thing. But the lifespan of that project alone is about 20 years. Is have that fresh water, that nutrient supply, that sediment supply that can nourish that wetland that comes from the Mississippi River. And so the beautiful thing about sediment diversions is you're going to build tens of thousands of acres of new land, which, by the way, will be above the water line, because we do see that in some of the other diversions across South Louisiana. So you're going to be building new land, but you're also going to be sustaining the existing land that's in place today. And additionally, you're going to be helping to sustain the land that we're building through dredging. So all of these things work together. There's so many synergies between these projects. And look, this is an opportunity that we must take full advantage of. You know, I hear the lieutenant governor talking about, you know, the $2 billion. We're never going to probably have this amount of money again that's coming to the state of Louisiana that's going to coastal restoration and hurricane risk reduction projects. And we need to make the most of these investments. And that's why you're seeing these dollars being invested into a project that will build tens of thousands of acres of new land and sustain the existing land in place. It's a win-win, in our opinion.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. If you all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Elkhornhardt Jeweler WWL Talk and Text line, and I'll pass them along when we come back. One thing before we take a break, Chip, when you mentioned that this was changed years ago when the river was, when the levees were built, right? So I'm just wondering, were fisheries created then as a result of the levees being built, and now that's what maybe the lieutenant governor is talking about going away?
Well, before the river was levied, when you had the Mississippi River overflowing its banks into the wetlands and into the marsh, you had a sustainable and productive fishery. And when the Mississippi River was levied, that sediment supply was cut off. You had salt water intrude into your marsh. And what happened? It pushed your fisheries further inland. So we're catching speckled trout and harvesting oysters and catching brown shrimp today where we weren't 30 years ago.
Yes,
so we're going to be pushing these entities out a little further where we were catching all of these natural resources and fish and shrimp 20 to 30 years ago. Correct. Right. And okay. So, you know, the statement that we're going to destroy the fisheries is just patently false. It truly is right. False.
Now we will take a break. 751, 9 before 8, traffic, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, May 12th. We're talking to Chip Klein, the chair of the Louisiana's Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. We've already spoken to Billy Nungesser in the top of the hour, and you can use the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature to hear what he had to say in case you missed it. Chip, a text comes in here, and I'm going to give it to you. It's not rocket science. This guy has no clue about the river. This is the texter now, not me. No more sediment in the river due to levees, and the river's very toxic. Ask him why we have a dead zone in the Gulf. It is science, a lot of science involved here, and you can't go on hunches. So address that, if you will, please.
Couldn't disagree more, Tommy. If you look at areas that are connected to the river today, they are the only areas in South Louisiana that are actively growing land. Look at Davis Pond, look at Mardi Gras Pass, look at Carnarvon, look at the Atchafalaya Basin. The Atchafalaya River, where 30% of the water that comes out of the old river control structure goes down that. So just 30% of the water goes down the Atchafalaya River. There are areas in the Atchafalaya Basin today where just a few months ago, that river made a cut in the bank at Coon Trap that are now being silted in, that have islands popping up within the Atchafalaya Basin. And so it is a true statement to say that there isn't as much sediment in the river as there was 50 to 60 years ago, but there is still more than enough sediment in that river to do exactly what we needed to do, what we wanted to do. As far as the dead zone in the Gulf, yes, there is one runoff in that river from northern states that are emptying fertilizer into that river. But you know what happens when that fertilizer in that river hits those wetlands? It is absorbed by the vegetation. It is sequestered by the vegetation. And it actually helps the vegetation grow. There's no vegetation in the Gulf of Mexico. And so, you know, to say that we have no idea anything about the river, I couldn't disagree more. Again, there's been decades of science built into this. There's a robust environmental impact statement that is going into this project. And additionally, Tommy, this is a project that we're not just developing or implementing just at CPRA alone. There are numerous federal agencies from NOAA, National Marine Fisheries Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, EPA, the Corps of Engineers, all of these federal agencies that have, you know, some of the brightest scientists, engineers, experts anywhere in the world that are looking at this project with us, that are all saying, yes, this is the way to go to help save Louisiana's coast.
Thank you, Chip. I appreciate your time. I really do. Is there a website where people can go to find out more about the work that you guys are doing?
Sure. It's coastal.la.gov.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Chip Klein, the chair of Louisiana Coastal Protection Restoration Authority.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.